Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome to Chopping It Up with the Twins. I'm your host, Milo, with my co-host,
Willie. What's up?
Welcome back to Chopping It Up with the Twins. We're going to go over this week's week 14 NFL scores. Yeah, and I noticed you're drinking a beer.
Yes, I am.
And there you go. Okay, we want to do it again?
You fucking up, Milo.
I know. With Twins. That's a good-ass burp, bro. That sounded so beautiful. You welcome everybody back to the show. They're going to be like, damn. You know, all our 12 audience are going to love that. You know, we have 12 audience.
No, mom is great.
Yeah, probably, we did.
You probably do that shit by yourself and record and hear you it can't. All the time.
You can't. It's like Facebook. You only can like it once.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just keeps, you know, when a new person adds up. So we got 12 listeners. That's pretty cool.
Well, let's make it 13 for Dan Marino.
Hey, we got 12 more than last week.
That's for real. We really do.
All right, so we're going to go review week 14 of the NFL season. The games starting from Thursday all the way to Monday Night Football. All right, let's do this shit. So how was your weekend, bro?
It was chilling, you know, same shit, different toilet. You know, I had my daughter's dinner.
Okay. Well, you said different toilet. How many fucking toilets do you shit?
I mean, whatever I have to take a shit, I'll take a shit in different toilets.
All right. So nobody wants to go over your toilet situation. So, you know, my week was pretty good. I only worked 2 days out of the week. I had a couple of days off. I bought a new microphone for this.
Well, I did too.
Yeah. The problem is you're using it and I'm not.
I thought you were using it.
No. Them kids ain't loyal. They fucking lost my headphones. So I'm using my earphones. But yeah, I had headphones that connected to the new mic and I couldn't find it. So I'll find it tomorrow.
Well, you're an idiot.
Yes, I am. Please don't trust them kids. They take your money faster than your wife. Trust me. All right. So let's do this. Let's go over, by the way, I haven't had Wingstop. No, it is that fucking Wingstop. It's Buffalo Wild Wings in a while. This shit was fucking, hit the motherfucking spot. I ordered some fucking onion rings, bro. Oh, fuck. They were so fucking sweet. Made me want to smack my mama.
Well, I had Cafe Rio.
That shit is so disgusting. I don't even want to tell you, bro. Motherfucker, you live almost in the east side. You could get some real motherfucking Mexican food. Leave that fucking Cafe Rio to me. Literally.
Well, I like Sabas, but my Sabas is closed now.
Is it really closed?
Yes, last time I took Angie, it was fucking closed.
Like closed, closed, like indefinitely or just closed?
Well, I don't know, just because of this COVID shit, but yeah.
Okay. Sabas is pretty good.
Sabas is the shit.
Yeah, Sabas, I like it. They have some bomb-ass hot sauce.
I love their quesadillas.
I get the bowl, you know.
Oh, the bowl's good.
All right, so let's keep this motherfucker rolling. All right, first game of the week was this Thursday.
Enough about food. Let's talk about bitches. Let's talk about the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Is them bitches?
Them motherfucking bitches. They lost. let me see.
It was 3-24.
Belichick, their destiny, or what they call it? How you call that shit?
Dude, when Tom Brady, their legacy left already.
Their legacy, dynasty, yes. Their dynasty is over.
They can't build no dynasty with fucking Cam Newton. I can tell you that.
Nope. You know what? What was the score? New England 3. LA 24.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cam Newton had 119 yards passing on 19 out of 9 and 6.
Yeah.
No touchdown with an interception.
Mm. Well, you wanna know a fun fact about this game?
What?
New England hasn't had a seven. They haven't lost seven games since I was a virgin, bro. Since 2002. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I know, huh? Since I mean, they haven't lost.
You left me speechless.
Shit, that's what I think I left there too.
You're an idiot.
All right. So they haven't lost seven games since 2002. God.
I heard it was like 17 years.
Yes. Imagine. Damn.
Damn. I know they had like a 17, like 10 plus games. Yeah. Something like that.
First time in 17 years they lost seven games. Well, I mean, props to them because seven.
That was since Angie was born.
Before Angie was born.
For real.
Shit. I wish my Cowboys had that fucking winning streak 17 years. Damn. I'll be happy all my life. Half my life, I'll be happy. But, but I'm pretty sad half that time already. So, next game. We got old Patriot Tom Brady and his Buccaneers versus the Vikings. Yes. I saw some of the game. It was pretty good. I know Vikings started pretty hot, but, you know, Gronkowski and fucking Tom Brady, you know, connected for a touchdown. It was a pretty good game. Pretty good game. Like I said, I don't see Buccaneers going anywhere after this. They'll probably make the playoffs, but,
I don't know. I don't know what's up with that.
What was fucking Tom Brady's stats? You remember?
His stats was 15 out of 23, 196, and two touchdowns. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Not bad.
It wasn't great.
But they won the game.
But they won the game. Well, but
you expect that they're home.
You know what it was? It was that kicker, the Minnesota kicker. That fucker missed so many fucking kicks. They should just put a Mexican back there and kick the fucking ball. I'm pretty sure that motherfucker will make it.
Well, make a motherfucking goal. That's about it.
Shit, as long as he makes it through the fucking middle of the goal
pole. Yeah, that motherfucker's beat.
That's 3 points. I think this fucker missed like three or four field goals. Plus the extra point.
But they have 14. Nah, who gives a fuck? All right. Anything else about this game?
Tom Brady's an asshole.
Yeah, he is too, but you know, he must be doing something right because he won fucking like six Super Bowls, so he ain't gonna win a seven. I
mean, yeah, with Belichick.
Yeah,
with
you know what? Yeah, but
that's a bit.
That's fucking Batman and Robin. Both of them, if they're alone, they can't do shit. Together, they might do something. But that was it. That's it for Patriots and Tom Brady. It was a good one, but what can we do?
Well, I mean, they won. They have won seven of the last games.
True that. But like I said, they ain't gonna do that much shit. I don't know their defense. I don't know. I just don't see them doing anything. They're good, but they're not really good. You know, to do any damage. All right, let's go to the next game. We got the Cardinals and the Giants. Cardinals had 26-7. Good thing for me, because I'm a Cowboy fan. Giants lost, so we're actually one game away from the division again. Ain't that a motherfucker? I swear, somebody's gonna come out this fucking division with a fucking 5-10 record, or 6-10.
This is gonna be a 6-10, or even 7-9.
Nah, hell no, it's not gonna be a 7-9. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's gonna be an 6-10.
You think
it's
so?
It's not gonna be a winning. It's not gonna be nobody out that fucking division is gonna have a winning record. It's gonna be a 7-9. Seven, like you said, 7-9, or 10-6 record to win a division.
8-8 will win it too.
And I think nobody's Giants are 8-8, but they're playing some tough teams.
Are they playing each other? So they maybe they're still division game. So
yeah. Well, you Cowboys play the Niners, the Giants, and Philly, but we're two home games from that, and the Philly and Giants have two away games. They only one home game. So,
I don't know. What team are we talking about?
We're talking about the whack ass fucking Giants. They're irrelevant, so I don't give a fuck about them. And the Cardinals, that, I mean, pretty good, but eh. Wah, wah, wah. Give me.
What are you drinking?
So next.
You're not going to say the beer.
Nope, until I get sponsored.
All right. All right, baby girl.
Stay away. No mames.
All right, baby cakes.
All right, next game. The king woke up.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker woke up. I mean, he woke up from his slumber and said, "Where that motherfucking ass up?" And tore that motherfucker's up. Man, but
he had 26 carries for 215 yards and two touchdowns.
I mean, shit.
I saw the play. Did you see? I saw the highlights.
Yeah, I said, yeah.
And this motherfucker comes out the hole just, man, that motherfucker's like 200 pounds. Imagine going straight forward to him. Hell no. I'll give him the touchdown. I'm like,
but remember, he always kills the Jaguars. Remember last season, he had the 100-yard run. Mm-hmm. Remember in the end zone, he took that shit.
Yes.
He took that shit all the way. So I mean, what can he expect? It's divisional. He knows how they play. He's gonna tear those motherfuckers up.
Man, I mean, hopefully, I'm wishing that. I don't know what's gonna happen to these guys? Good. Which I don't think so. They got Tannehill. Tannehill ain't gonna do shit.
9-4. That's a pretty good fucking record.
This guy had more yards than Tannehill.
Who?
Derrick Henry had more yards rushing than Tannehill's passing.
Of course. Yo,
who do you think is carrying the team? Tannehill or the Russian?
Of course you're going to run the ball if you can run it like that. Why the fuck will you pass? You fucking kill time?
What happened last week. They couldn't run the fucking ball, and they tried to pass it with Tannehill. And what happened? Motherfuckers lose. There was like 31 or something at halftime.
Yeah, you're right. But fuck it. They won this game, though, by the running. I mean, the king woke up, you know, had a fucking monster-ass fucking game. What can we say, man?
Well,
I don't know. MVP? Nah, hell nah. He's in the discussion for MVP, but I mean, this fucking. That's MVP. Isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. I think so, but no, because it could be defense.
Yeah.
It could be defense. Oh,
true. He might get, I think he's going to get the Russian.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
I wonder what's his total yards.
I think it's like two. I don't think it's two. It's, I know he's number one, that's for sure. But I don't know how much. And if he rushes for a whole bunch of yards, he could probably end up freaking getting 2,000. It doesn't say his total yards. But I'm pretty sure he's up there. He's been rushing like 100, 200-yard games. This guy, he has 2,000. He got 5,000. What is it? 1532. That's how many rushing.
Hey, like we were saying, they're pretty good. I think they'll go to the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll go to the playoffs, but...
I mean, if you stop Henry, you stop everything, pretty much, right?
100%.
You don't think Tannehill can take him to the next level?
He didn't do it last time.
I mean, he went to the NFC Championship.
Well, yeah, but you know what happened.
I mean, but fucking Kansas City, man, they got everything. Tight end, receivers, quarterback, running back, defense, like, fuck. It's kind of hard.
Well, we'll see. All
right. So we got next game. We got the fucking Houston Texans and the Chicago Bears. We got the Bears beating that motherfucking ass up 36-7. That will eliminate the fucking Texans from the playoffs.
Great for the Dolphins because they get their pick first round next year. So right now they hold the eight.
I mean, they're 4-9, so
So they hold the eighth place of the first round. So yeah, keep on losing.
But we'll why get, would they? Why do they get their pick though? Who they traded? Because
they
for?
Traded, I think our left tackle last year.
Okay.
For a first rounder, Tunsil. Yes, okay. We traded him. We and they gave us a first round this year and next year.
No fucking way.
Yeah, so that's what we had, like four. We had four this year, and we're having four next year in the first round. And not shit, in the first round, in the first two rounds. So we okay. got two in the first and two in the second. So
okay.
enough about the Dolphins. But, yeah, thank you, Chicago. You guys mm-hmm. helped the motherfucker out.
So, yeah, Texans definitely eliminated from the playoffs. A lot of people had high hopes on the Texans. They thought they were going to come up. But, I mean, that once they lost Hopkins, pretty much it was a done deal for them. They can stay home for the holidays.
Yes, they are. They're going to stay home for the holidays.
But, I mean, what can we say? All right. Next game, we got the Broncos.
Don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Two teams that ain't going to go nowhere. We got the
Broncos. They're not going to the playoffs.
No.
I mean, there was the whole point of talking. I mean, it was the beginning of the season. Fuck it. Let's talk about that. But they fucking suck. Both of them. So there's no point.
Okay. Can I give the motherfucking score at least?
Well, give the fucking score.
34 Broncos, 27 Panthers. All right. Hey, it's that 32. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Hey, it doesn't matter. They still won.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, the quarterback, I think I had a career high, 4 touchdowns. Pretty good. We got another.
Pretty good, pretty late. Who gives a shit?
Pretty much. We got another two teams.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, really. Pretty.
You're really going to talk about this game?
I have to at least give a motherfucking score.
We'll give the fucking score.
People want to hear the motherfucking score. We got the Jets, 3. And Seahawks, 40. Yeah, what can I say? Fucking Jets lost 13 games straight already. That's a team history. The longest streak. They lost 13. So good luck to you, my friend.
Yeah. I hope they win next couple games. At least one game. And I hope they win against the Buffalo.
I mean, I know they're trying to tank their season because they want to have a good draft pick. But, bro, you got at least one fucking game. You got to
I hope they win the Buffalo Bills game.
They have to give the fans one fucking game. Like, I remember when Dolphins won that only game and you were fucking crying like a little bitch. I remember that. I mean, it felt like, damn, you waited all season for that fucking win. And, you know, you got to give the fucking team, the fans, at least one fucking win.
Yeah, one win. Especially hope it's against the Bills. That would help us a lot.
Yeah. It's okay. Anything else about these?
No.
No? All right. Let's move on to the next set of games. All right. We got the Colts and the sorry-ass fucking Raiders.
I mean, why did people think every year? I mean, they started good. I ain't going to lie. They started good. But the season starts getting, you know, deep inside more. And then they start going down and down.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Deep inside. Sorry. My wife.
No mames, Milo.
Sorry. Hey.
Te pasas de verga, güey.
Okay. All right. So we got the Colts. And the Raiders, beating that motherfucking ass.
Well, I got to think about the Colts. Thank you guys for beating the Raiders. You guys helped us out in a playoff.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Raiders have lost, three of the last four games. They started the season 6-3.
That's what I'm saying. Like I mean, I wonder what went wrong. I really don't. And did you see the receiver is going out, that fast receiver?
The one that.
Riggs? Yeah. Riggs? Yeah, I think he's in the. They put him on the COVID list. I just saw that earlier today.
I fucking with them strippers over here.
For real, he's not gonna play this Thursday.
Okay,
and I hope he doesn't play next week either. I hope he comes back with COVID. We don't have to see him next Sunday, next Saturday, prime time. Raiders. Okay.
And Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just said. I just said. fucking with the strippers here because me and my bro from Vegas, so, you know, we don't represent the Raiders. We are from Vegas, so that's why I said the strippers here. But it is what it is. It's a local
team. Fuck the Raiders.
And ain't my team.
Not mine. It never was, and it never will be.
Hell, motherfucking
I got here, and there is no football team.
And definitely not going to change that. I'm not going
to go back to that just because the team is here.
Mm-mm. All right, let's go to some two horrible teams. The Washington football team and the 49ers. We got the Washington football team winning 23-15. They couldn't – come on, fucking 49ers couldn't win this fucking game for us.
Glad they won. I'm glad. That means they'll probably win the division and the Cowboys – fucking fans could go home and start crying, talking about next year.
Man. I can tell you, Cowboy fans are not going to cry because you know why?
Why?
We cried enough.
Motherfucker, you guys been crying since 1996.
You already know. That's why I said
you're going to keep on crying.
There ain't no more tears. There ain't no more tears. But you know what? Cowboys play the Niners next year. I got a little bet with the Primo Hermano Noé. If you ever hear this, te lavas, güey, el fundido, porque them Cowboys are going to fuck that ass up. So, yeah, we got them. 49ers are playing in Arizona because the governor of California said no more live sports. So, I mean, like I said last week, that was kind of enough for the division rivals to let them practice and stay.
Yeah, you said this last week, Milo. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Just keep on going. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I'll be fucking pissed if they said that. Oh, Giants. Yeah, we don't have nowhere to play. Okay, come down to Dallas, man. Motherfucking fuck you. Go somewhere else. All right. Next fucking team is the Saints. That couldn't fucking do shit.
What did I say about that quarterback? Eagles. Quarterback, running back, whatever the fuck he wants to call himself.
Oh, the hell. Yeah.
He had a good game though. I think he threw like 2 touchdowns, but. I mean,
at the end, they were fucking. Yeah, they were. I mean, the score looks pretty good, but they scored at the end to make it a little interesting. But
yeah,
fucking Eagles had that pretty the game in the pocket. That Hurts guy, I mean, he's all right, but you know, he ain't no fucking Prescott. I can tell you that.
Prescott sucks, bro. Prescott hasn't done. Man, we're talking about the Eagles. Fuck the Cowboys. About the Cowboys.
Man, fuck you. All right, so yeah, we got the Eagles win that motherfucking game. Eagles rushing attack was pretty good. They got 2 running backs with 200 yards. It's pretty good. I mean, I think that helped out a lot, keeping that fucking Saints offense sitting on their asses, but it is what it is. All right, next motherfucking game is the fucking Falcons and the sorry ass Chargers. I guess the Chargers won by 3 points, 20-17.
They finally won a close game because they're always losing the close games.
I can tell you, I can't speak about this game because I haven't seen shit from this game because I don't give a fuck about this game.
I haven't seen nothing. I haven't even seen a Charger game the whole season. Oh, yeah, I did see one. I saw them versus the Dolphins, and Dolphins beat the shit out of them. That's all I give a fuck.
So, yeah, I really
sorry, compadre.
I haven't even watched the fucking highlights or anything. And so, yeah, pretty much I don't know nothing about this game, but the score I see. Fuck the Chargers in Atlanta. Next game. This one was a good game. The Packers and the Lions. You know, I'm telling you, Matthew Stafford, he gave – I think he went out, though, because I saw the backup quarterback come in late in the game. I think he was hurt. But Matthew Stafford gave it all, man. Fucking Packers clinched the North and the fucking home game. I think they're in first place right now. So if they keep.
Yeah, they won division already.
They won division, but they haven't won
the conference. I don't think they'll get the. I think Saints are going to get that. I think they're the same record, right?
No. Yeah, but I think Packers might take the conference. And they're gonna.
You didn't get the number one.
I mean, sorry. Packers gonna win number one seat and have a host. Have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I really think. Man, Saints, I mean, unless Drew Brees comes back.
Well, they do have the number one seed right now. Green Bay do have the number one seed.
Yeah, they're going to keep it. Unless Drew Brees comes back. Fucking 41-year-old comes back with fucking his 11 ribs broken, punch your lungs, and comes back and fucking wins out. I mean, they're going to win it, but, you know, they already know the NFC fucking sucks. So all they got to do is maintain what they got right now, and they'll at least get second place. At least they'll get a wild card or divisional game at home, and that's all they need. And by then, they'll have Drew Brees, and hopefully he can win out. But I still think the Packers might go to the Super Bowl for the NFC side.
Yes, I see the Packers, even though I will hate them, and I still hate them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, make the Ramirez happy.
Yeah.
They'll be happy. You. I'll see them, Ramirez, crying if the Green Bay goes to Super Bowl. Either win or lose, the motherfuckers will be crying.
I can tell you that right now. They're going to fucking win, they're going to cry, and then they're going to lose because they're going to cry. They're going to lose.
Either way, the motherfuckers are going to cry.
Yeah.
And, talking about the Ramirez, Jose Angel, big shout-out to you. Beat you in my fantasy. Your record was 10-2. My record was 3-9.
And you're going to the fucking...
I'm going to the finals.
Versus who?
What's his name? Your co-worker.
Oh, fucking Emilio?
Emilio. Yep.
Emilio has a good record, no?
Yeah, he does have I had the worst record. I made the playoffs, and I'm in the fucking finals. Thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Brandon, too. That motherfucker told me to put 2 instead of Lamar. I mean, Lamar did his thing, but either way, I was going to win.
No, fuck it. I know Omar was telling me you fucking upset his ass and shit. He was fucking pissed.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of him. He only had like 60 points. I beat him like 100 and something.
Fucking, and I bet you weren't even paying attention. I told you
that one, no, because I was telling you, I just got the phone and I forgot to log in. But that's why this week I did pay attention.
You fucking asshole.
Paying attention. Sorry about it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. From all those guys, fuck you. All right, so next game. It's a pretty good game, also. We got the Steelers and the Bills. Hold on, Steelers and the Bills. Yeah. We got the Steelers 15 and the Bills 26. I mean, it was a good game, but I watched the game, and I mean, you can tell the Bills had the game. They had the more confidence. They played better. I can tell you. When I was watching that, Bills wanted that game more than the Steelers.
Yes, and you know what? They're in my division or whatever, or, you know, I know what's good. I know. I ain't stupid. I mean, I hate those motherfuckers. You know, I won't like the Bills, but, man, they play good. I ain't going to lie. You know what? I like the quarterback. I saw that pregame. He said,
hey, man.
We're not about talking or dancing. Let's get to fucking work. I was like, damn. I would hate to have motherfuckers right there doing TikToks. Instead of fucking warming up and let's go catch a ball. Motherfuckers over there dancing on TikToks. Like, man, do that shit after the game. Don't be doing that shit before the game.
Yeah. And, you know.
Get the fuck out of here.
They needed a quarterback. Since Bill Kelly left, they haven't had any good quarterback. This is Josh. What's his name? Josh.
Josh Allen.
Allen. He could hurt those motherfuckers. He literally hurt those motherfuckers. He has leg. And he can fucking throw. His fucking arm is like, phew. Like, I like him. I like that young quarterback. He's going to do great things, I think. I mean, 10-3. I mean, at least it's going to be somebody new on the AFC East.
Well, like I said, yeah. I mean, I hope they do a lot of shit. But I hope they don't do shit to the Dolphins.
That's what you're going to be. You're going to be crying. What game you got next?
Well, we got the Dolphin, the Chiefs, the game of the week.
That shit was not the fucking game of the week.
What was the game of the week?
Hold on, motherfucker. Hold on. I can tell you that was the game of the first quarter. because you motherfuckers thought you guys were going to fucking blow these motherfuckers out.
Who said we? I didn't. Because I, I knew they were the Chiefs.
Willie,
I knew.
Willie, all the Dolphins fans were so fucking happy.
I mean, I don't know how many you know, motherfucker. Because the only one I know you know is me. I didn't post nothing on social media because I know it was early. It was 10 fucking zero in the first quarter or second. You know, damn, Brian, I'm not going to be talking shit. Yeah, interception. You saw what the fuckers did to the Raiders. In fucking 3 seconds, they scored and they won the fucking game.
Well, it is the Raiders, remember.
This motherfucker scored 21 points in like 2 minutes. But legally. The Dolphins defense is...
You just had a legally blonde moment.
Yeah, literally. Uh-huh. I had a bimbo moment. The Dolphins defense is good. They literally...
Good, Chiefs motherfucker. Offense, good.
Chiefs, listen. Willie. Can I, 33 listen.
Points?
30 motherfucker, it was 30. 30. Get your shit together. It was 30. Listen.
I'm seeing 33 okay. right here. I'm
okay, it was 33-27.
All right. Was, you okay. listen, Linda. Look. Linda.
Look, listen. 33. Listen. Mira, güey. Fíjate.
No, they te puedo mirar, güey. Scored, I can't hear you.
The Chiefs offense only scored 21 points. That's it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, they only scored 21 points. That's it. One was a kick return, a safety, and a field goal. They only did 3 touchdowns. 3. So you tell me.
Willie.
You tell me our defense didn't stop those guys.
Okay, I don't
care. You put it this way. Our offense, we had 2 rookie receivers that were quarterbacks last year in college. We didn't have no receivers by the second quarter because Parker was out, Graham was out. We didn't have nobody, and Tua made it happen. Whatever he did it good with nobody. He had 2 quarterbacks and fucking receivers. Like, come on.
Willie.
The fuck? You guys got a whole fucking team, and you guys can't do shit because you're missing one fucking quarterback.
One quarterback.
The Dolphins
were
missing the whole fucking...
Okay.
And
okay.
You know what? And they're with the fucking 4-string fucking running back. 4-string. The first one is out. The second one is out. And the third one is out. They put a fucking 4-string fucking running back. Okay. And no fucking receivers.
First of all, quarterback is the most important in the motherfucking game. If you guys should have picked Patrick, you guys should have won. No.
Oh.
So okay.
I'm not first saying all, we're not. Okay. I knew we're not going to win this game. Okay, I was just hoping we're going to get
said
killed.
We lost one guy. One guy makes difference. As a quarterback, that's the most important motherfucker in the game.
If you take the safety, take the safety, and the last field goal they made, I think it should have been a tight game, and we missed a field goal. We should have won this game.
Oh yeah, if you missed a field goal, that's 30-33. You guys still lost by 3. Boba. Willie, you took an L.
I know we did. But you know what? Right. I know we played good. I don't give a fuck what you say.
If you say so. You see that? You're 8-5. You took the L. All right.
Yeah, but we still got playoff hope, motherfucker. What the fuck you got? You ain't got shit. You ain't got nothing, motherfucker. You got a finger up your ass. Crying because the Cowboys next year.
Boba. We haven't even got to the Cowboys. Let's go to, I believe, the game of the year. The game of the year. Lamar Jackson and versus Mayfield. Ravens versus Brown. I really thought that Ravens are going to beat that ass when I saw that 28-7 or 28-14. I was like, you know what? This fucking game is over. I literally went upstairs and just started cleaning up, doing shit. When I came down, I was like, what the fuck just happened? I saw fucking Mayfield threw that fucking pass to that running back, ran that motherfucker with a little twist and scored that touchdown. I was like, tie game already? I mean, it was one of the best games. Lamar, I mean, he had like 100 and something yards passing only and 100 and something rushing. But, I mean, when he had to make the pass, he made the pass. When he had to do that run, he had to do that run. Mayfield, he did everything on you know, he fucking throws because that motherfucker can't run for shit. But... I mean, it was a pretty good game. Mr. Tucker won that shit in the last 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Did you see that game?
Yeah, I saw a little bit. I was looking at it on my phone, and I was just like, oh, these fools are winning. I'm like, oh, I needed the Ravens to lose for our playoffs hope. And when I looked, it was tied. Then they came back, and I was like, it's over. But then I saw the last couple, that last 2 minutes that I saw Brown score. But I'm like, this fucker scored too early. This is like a minute and four seconds left. I'm like, and then you see, what's his name, getting cramped. So he had to go. Have you seen the video? The one he's like, yes. When people say that run, that's not a run. That means you got to take a shit. He had a turtle head coming down his ass.
Hell yeah. You tell me if you're having a fucking cramp, you're going to be running like that. Trust me. I had that run before.
I think everybody had that run before. I'm fucking
walking.
Trying to run to the toilet before you on your pants.
I'm clenching my motherfucking ass, make sure ain't nothing coming out that shit.
For real.
But that. But yeah.
Boy, they won.
He came back. Hey, but I can tell you, after he blew that motherfucking bathroom,
he felt better.
Have you ever took one that you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to conquer the world? This motherfucker, that's what he did.
No, he really did. He conquered the Browns.
He said, oh, man, this feels so good. I'm going to fuck these fuckers up. And he did. It was a pretty good game. All right. Last game of the game and the best game is Cowboys versus the Bengals. My beloved Cowboys. This is the first win that we had over 3 points. Ain't that a motherfucker? We won 37. I mean, I feel good for Dayton. He won in his old team. The Bengals. Our defense scored, I think, more than half of the points. We had fumble return. We had 3 fumble recoveries. We almost had a kickoff return. I mean, Cowboys offense literally had a really, really, really easy day when you're giving out fucking – when you start at the 20-yard line, 30-yard line, and the opposite on the opponent's side. I mean, come on. You can't really do that much. What's that music? I like the music.
No, there's no music. I'm just, you know, hearing the Cowboys. That's what I think about the Cowboys.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
now. You're a fucking asshole.
Okay, now keep on going with your beloved Cowboy, buddy.
You're a fucking asshole. Fuck you. Well, you know what? Me and you, at the end of the season, we're going to be watching this everybody else's team on the fucking playoffs, and me and you cheering some other motherfucking team. So shut the fuck up. And I'm going to be singing that fucking song, Futo, to you too.
But you know what? I didn't even see the Cowboys highlights. There ain't no point. I mean, I was only watching highlights and looking at teams that are actually making it to the playoffs. So I could literally assure you that I have not watched the fucking highlights on that game.
It was a pretty good game. I watched it on my phone. It was awesome. I was at work. Was I at work? No, I wasn't. They weren't showing it. So you know what I do when they don't show it? And I got a bitch-ass brother that has this motherfucker.
Okay, keep on going.
Fuck you. Fuck you. So yeah. I couldn't watch my Cowboy game because somebody else's fucking Dolphins game.
Well, how about you can't watch get that game, so. NFL ticket for your own self?
Well, first of all, I don't need to get it because most of the time Cowboys are on prime time. Yeah, this season they suck. So that's why we didn't get no prime time. But most of the time we get prime
time. Well, you guys ain't going to get an extra either, motherfucker, because you suck. So don't worry about that.
We're going to get
a Thursday night game like everybody else.
No, we're gonna get a good game, trust me. Hold on. So yeah, that was a really quick recap of
the NFL
of week 14. Yeah, week 14 and all that good stuff, the bad stuff. What's your your performance of the week, you can say?
I give my player. I want to say my a whole team. I want to give it to the Mexican soccer league, León. They became the Mexican champions this weekend. Oh, yeah. They beat Pumas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, I'll give it to them. Fuck Pumas. Pura America. Bye.
I give it to King Henry with those two fucking 100 yards rushing, two touchdowns. You know, the king woke up from his fucking slumber and tear that motherfucking ass up. Now, for the dummy of the week, who do you have?
Let me do this again. The fucking Jets. The fucking Jets.
What? Come on.
For not winning game. They need to win one game. Who else can be more dumb than that? Who else can be more pendejos than that?
I'm going to tell you
score,
right now.
I think they score, what, 3 points? Like, come on. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, I'm called dummy. Because I don't want to offend nobody calling them pendejo. But what this player did, and I know college football players, professional, they give their life, their sweat, everything they have to, you know, make the next level or to be in that level, like the high level that they're playing in. But did you see that fucking play from the cornerback from Florida?
It's something about a shoe?
This motherfucker is fucking, I mean, I don't want to say it because I don't want to offend him or anybody because my wife said I say, you suck too much. I should be saying he didn't play well. But I can tell this motherfucker suck fucking balls. I bet you he's getting death threats right now. All right. He literally got the shoe of the LSU player and fucking tossed that shit to the other side of the fucking across the field. Why? Because I think it was third and some yards and they were stopped there. It was done. The game is over. They're not going nowhere. The game was done. This motherfucker got hit. The LSU player, I think it was a tight end. The tight end lost his shoe. He picked that shit up and threw that shit across the field. Once he did that shit, one of his fucking players, you can tell he fucking went over there and slapped the fuck out of his head. Like, literally, if you see the highlight, see that. You see him throwing the fucking shoe, and you see one of his teammates, look at him, and he fucking straight up hits him right in the head. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
He must be a bench guy.
He should have won this game.
I don't think he's a.
I don't know what he did, but I can tell you what happened next. LSU got the ball fucking close to the field goal, kicked the field goal, and upset Florida. They lost their playoff.
That's
spot
good.
To play for the, they lost. I think to last. They lost their spot to play for the.
There's only four, right? Well, I'm going. Because who are you going for? Is that Alabama, Clemson? Who else?
I don't even know. You know what? This season is so fucking weird. I mean, they cancel games here and there. I mean, I like watching Notre Dame play.
That's what I was gonna say.
They play for little.
I think it's Alabama.
They play for little Ohio
State. Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State.
I mean, fuck, I'm going to go to Notre Dame. Fuck Alabama.
Yeah, I got Notre Dame, too.
Yeah, Notre Dame, you know. Notre Dame, yeah. I got him. That's about it.
Me, too.
But, yeah, that was our dummies and performing players of the motherfucking week. All right, you got anything else?
No, that's it, man. Just that's all the recap. Hopefully next week. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins win. And yeah.
I want to thank all our 12 audience that we had last week.
And I'm pretty sure half of them are family members. So six of you guys,
pretty
we
much.
Don't know. But big shout out to you. Thank you, six.
Yes. You guys made my day. All right. So have a blessed day. Like I said, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're at. Whenever you listen to it, have a great day, be safe, and be blessed.
Bye.
Have a good one.